Hello?
My name is Gabriel, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requests this call?
Reginald Hughes, it's me.
Okay, I need to advise you this call has been recorded for quality insurance purposes. How can I help you?
I was going to file for my unemployment.
Okay, may I have your social security number?
Yes, ma'am. It's 422-827-3375.
Okay. Can you verify your name and your date of birth and your mother's maiden name for me?
My name is Reginald Hughes. I was born August 5th, 1957. My mother's maiden name was Mary Harris.
Okay. And can you verify your driver's license number?
Get my glasses. Seven four zero one one nine three.
Okay. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Okay, what is your preferred language?
English?
Okay, do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Okay, did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
10th grade.
Okay. If you approve for your benefits, you have the options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or through the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card, which you prefer.
The card.
Okay. You have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan color card, that card is still good until the valid date on that card, and payments will be made to your existing Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card once your claim is approved. Otherwise, a card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Vantage prepaid account. The Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card is issued by Core America Bank. Core America Bank charges no monthly fee, no per purchase fee, NISA $0 in network ATM withdrawal fee, NISA $1.30 if it's out of network. There is no fee for the ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for the live customer service calls and a 35-cent fee for the automated customer service calls. Now, there is a dollar in active fee charged after 12 months with no card activity. Core
Yes,
America
ma'am.
Bank charges two other types of fees. There are the card replacement fee for $4 for regular delivery and a $19 charge for expedited delivery. An international transaction fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note the customer service and card replacement fees can be lower depending on how and where this card is used. You can see the long form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The long form disclosure for this prepaid card can be viewed online by going to labor.alabama.gov/benefits card. There is no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about your prepaid account, you can visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. You can find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. So, do you wish to continue with the benefits card, sir?
Yes, ma'am. I have my card expired at 2025.
Okay. Okay, what's your mailing address?
1614. No, 1714. 30th Avenue North, Birmingham, Alabama. That's 1714.
Okay. Is your residence address different from your mailing address, or is it the same?
It's the same.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What's your telephone number?
It's area code 205-789-9777.
Okay, one moment. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question one. According to your driver's license, how tall are you? 5 feet and 5 inches?
5'7". Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1714 North Observatory Drive, 27 Breezewood Cove, 523 Park. Okay. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Accounting, search, and placement. Commercial, Federal Capital Corporation. Universal Shielding. Or Broad Code Development, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Which of the following street addresses in Birmingham have you lived or been associated with? 1460 Park Avenue, 1624 10th Street West, 1624 43rd Street Inslee, or 3389 33rd Street North, or none of the above?
What the second one was?
1624 10th Street West.
I think that might be it.
Okay.
I think that might be it. I'm not sure.
Okay, did you file for receipt unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Okay, when was the last day you worked?
It was, our last day was Thursday. That was the 8th?
Okay, yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself or own a business, or are you a corporate officer for your business?
I work for a company.
Okay. Are you currently working solo on commission-based, or do you have a real estate license?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yeah, I really have day shift.
Okay.
But yes.
Have you applied for or received a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or received workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
5.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage which you accept?
$10 an hour.
Okay. Do you obtain work now through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Okay, did your employer give you a death date to return to work?
January 27th,
okay.
2023.
Are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or scheduled company shutdown no more than 2 weeks?
No, we don't go back to February. But I hope I can go back in January.
Okay. What was your job title?
Utility worker.
Okay. What was the name of this job, the company name?
Bon Appetit.
Okay.
At Birmingham Southern College.
Okay, do you have a good phone number for this job?
Ma'am?
Do you have a good phone number for this job?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's the telephone number?
Hold on a minute. Trying to find my badge. Was 226-4713.
Okay, what's the area code?
Oh, 205-226-4713.
Okay. Okay, when did you first start this job?
No. 5 years ago.
Okay. Can you give me an estimated date?
I can't remember what. I don't want to mess up. I don't know.
All right. We need a start date, sir, in order to complete the unemployment claim.
Shoot, I can't remember that. 65 years old. Maybe May of 2020. I don't know.
Okay, what date in May? You can give me an estimated date.
I don't want to lie. I don't know.
Hey, we have to verify with the job also. You can just give me an estimated date if you don't remember your start date. But I would need a date to complete the unemployment claim.
Okay. I'll say around May.
Okay, what date in May?
Like a Thursday? Like 5/13/2020, something like that.
Okay. And what city and state was the work performed in?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive in the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you applied for a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And why are you no longer working for this job?
We're on temporary break from we work at the school, Birmingham Southern, so all the kids is gone home. You know how you get out for the fall?
Yes,
we
sir.
Go back. Yeah.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Your 4-digit PIN number is going to be 7557.
7557. Okay.
Okay, so there's 7557. I'm going to read you the closing statements and we'll be done. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 or 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active career center application for the duration of your employment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers, or you can log in at Alabama Works. www.alabama.gov and submit your online resume.
What would the, because I don't know how to do that online. I'm 65 years old.
You go to your local career center and just do a resume there.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you must be able and seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. If you choose to file through the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. And if you want to file through the telephone, the number you should call each week is
1-800-752-7389. Okay.
Okay, your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. So you're going to make your first certification either by telephone or internet on this coming Sunday.
Yes, ma'am. This coming Sunday?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet going to explain your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. You're going to read this information carefully. Failure to follow instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive this booklet within the next 7 days, or you have questions about this information, you can call 1-800.
Okay.
That's 1-800-361-4524.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am. I sure appreciate it.
You're welcome, and I thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
Yes, ma'am. You too. Thanks.
Welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.